We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offsides right here on ESPN Upstate. Alexa, play ESPN Upstate. On the web, ESPN Upstate. Oh, no, she hurt. Hey, Alexa, stop. Alexa, I said stop, please. Alexa, please stop. I whispered that, Lonzo. You see what I'm saying? Private eyes are watching me, man. Whatever I do, every move you make, she'll be watching me. Whatever I do, man.
You realize that's a totally different song.
Yeah, I know. Okay. It's a different group, but I'm telling you, the premise remains. You know, whatever I'm doing, man, she's picking up. She's hearing me right now.
So, okay? What are the positives for having the thing if you're so concerned that she's listening all the
time? I'm still trying to figure that out because I can't even say what she would do or she will do it right now. Okay? I can't even say she hears all, she knows all. And frankly, I find this quite a bit intimidating, if I may. So I was telling you about this story that happened in my complex. I look out over my balcony, and it's my birthday night, and we're now into Memorial Day really early morning. And directly below my balcony, I'm buds with one of the maintenance guys in my complex. He listens to the show. He's got a vehicle that's beneath my balcony. On top of the vehicle was somebody had placed a framed Sports Illustrated cover featuring Perry Tuttle of the Clemson Tigers from 1981 when Clemson won the national championship. And, oh, by the way, it happened to be signed. And it was placed right on the front of his hood. And I'm like, man, I wonder if one of his kids down there is like playing a prank on him. And then there was some stuff stuffed in his windshield wipers that when I was a toddler, Lonzo, I called windshield vaporizers. But there was some stuff stuffed in his windshield wipers, and I didn't know what it was. So Perry Tuttle wore number 22 at Clemson. Lonzo, I kid you not, there was $220 in cash in his windshield wipers, in the back of his car, $220 cash in the back of his car, in the back of his vehicle, and my buddy here in the complex has no idea what to make of this. He's got no earthly idea what to make of this. And I'm talking to him about it yesterday, and the dude, nice as can be, is legitimately tripping about this because, like, he's like, Mark. And I'm like, look, man, smile. He goes, I want to smile, Mark, but I can't figure out if this is creepy or not, man. Like, somebody put $220 in cash all in and around my vehicle. The kind of Jeep that he has, you can kind of zip the windows open. They put money inside. They put it in the back wheel on the Jeep, and they put it in the windshield wipers. So he wakes up. He wakes up Monday morning, and he's got a signed Perry Tuttle Sports Illustrated 1981 National Championship framed picture on the hood of his vehicle. And he's got $220, that, you know, Perry Tuttle's number times 10, exactly to a T. He's got that in and around his vehicle. And like, my buddy here in the complex is totally tripping about this. He's like, Mark, this is really bleeped up. I've never, like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know who did this. I don't know what this is about. I don't know what's happening. So anyway, guys, that's pretty much it.
That's pretty much the gist of the story. I don't understand what's he's just worried about the fact that they put it in his car. I mean, that sounds like especially if he's a Clemson fan, that's a cool thing for someone to do.
My vehicle is parked in close proximity to his, and I said, man, why can't people just start dropping some memorabilia on my ride? Okay? They can drop some dough in my vehicle if they want. But he's concerned, Lonzo, and he doesn't know if he's like in the right or the wrong place at the wrong time. I said, look, man, maybe it's like a resident that you just did a really good job for or something, man. Like, you know, like do unto others, right? So anyway, has there anything been ever really weird like that that happened to you that was completely and totally inexplicable? That, you know, and like under the cover of night, something changes in a major way, and you wake up the next morning and you're looking at it and you're scratching your head and you're saying, how did this happen? How did this happen? This happened to my buddy right here in my neighborhood. Perry Tuttle signed Sports Illustrated 1981 cover framed on the hood of his car, and then $220 cash stuffed in and around his vehicle. Lonzo, I guess I'm just kind of weird, but I'm highly entertained by this whole thing. I've never seen anything like it before in my life. And I think making it more entertaining is that my buddy's kind of tripping about it, man. Would you, if this happened to you, are you freaking out? Or are you taking the wife out to dinner with the money? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm taking the money. I mean, someone left it. More than likely, it's exactly what you said. He probably did a really good job. They probably knew that he was a fan. They gave him that stuff. That's awesome. I mean, someone gave you a gift. Why should you call a private detective out to find out who gave it to you?
The worst case scenario, Lonzo, is it's like something having to do with a drug deal gone bad. You know,
or someone stole something from somewhere and they left it in his car. You know, I get all that.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Spend the money. And if you don't want to keep the autograph, sell it under a pseudonym, take the money from that, and then don't worry about it.
Like somebody nearby is just bestowing gifts upon my friend here in the complex. He opens up his back door. All this cash falls out of on the ground, man.
I've noticed that you were extremely loud during this entire segment, a little bit louder than you normally would be because maybe you believe that the person is somewhere close by who gave those gifts.
Well, yeah,
and realize
also,
how much you want some of that.
Also, he drove by. He drove by during this segment, Lonzo, and yeah, I do want some of that. He drove by during this segment, and he smiled, and he gave me a little thumbs up. So he's hearing what we're doing right now. He's hearing the story. I've never seen anything like this in my life. I don't know what to make of it. I don't know if it's a good thing. I don't know if it's a bad thing. And I want your opinion. 71307 is the text line. I've been alive now 43 years. Damn, I'm old. And I have never seen anything like that.
It's a sad state of the world where something is freely given and automatically you feel suspicious. I hate that we're at that point.
I don't want to be at that place. I want to think it's something good. I mean, it's a hell of a nice gesture if that is the case. Check on the text line. Alexa sucks, Mark. She sucks. Just terrible. She sucks. Technology sucks. It sucks. Just sucks. And sushi, yeah, it sucks too. Just sucks. But how can someone not love the Marvel movies? They suck as bad as the sushi. It's awful. You know, like, come on, man. CGI graphics. Give me the real costumes that we used to rock in the Star Wars movies. In the old school Star Wars movies, we had real people in real costumes. It wasn't all the CGI video game graphics garbage.
You know, not that I want a fight or anything, but I'd like to know how you know so much about movies that you haven't seen. If you haven't seen them, how do you know they suck?
I've seen Spider-Woman.
There's no such thing as Spider-Woman.
Well, that's what I call the main one.
Which Spider-Man did you see?
Ant-Man and the Wuss.
Did you see the recent Spider-Man? Did you see Andrew Garfield? Or did you see the Tobey Maguire?
The first one.
So you saw Tobey Maguire. Yeah. So you haven't seen Tom Holland. So you don't know what a good Spider-Man really is.
They had one chance to get me, and they didn't do it. And then I saw Black Panther. Okay. All right, so that's my story, folks, and I'm sticking to it. I want your opinions on what to do, what my neighbors should do with this. I've never seen anything like this before. It is crazy, it is absurd, and it is developing as we're going on here today. This has been a weekend development here, and everyone's trying to, like, put on their investigative reporter hat to get the answers here. All right, time to do that little ditty. We call the top five at five, the top five biggest sports topics of the day. The top five topics we're getting to, the top five at five, starts right now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Would you keep the money? Would you give the money back? Would you turn it in? $220 just appears on your vehicle. What are you going to do with it? Hit it. All right, coming in at number five today, the NHL 28 minutes ago has announced it will abandon the rest of the regular season and go straight into the playoffs with 24 teams instead of 16 if it is able to resume play. Where are they going to play? That is still being bandied about, but you will have 24 teams. So here's, unfortunately, how this works for the top eight seeds. I think you're going to see a lot of upsets. Just like we did the Tampa Bay Lightning, the one seed losing to the Columbus Blue Jackets a year ago, one seed versus eight seed. Why? Because the top eight seeds are going to have a bye. Seeds 9 through 10, 24 are going to play in the first round of the playoffs. The first eight seeds are going to be playing exhibition games. So we've had this 2.5-3 month layoff at this point. The lower teams get to work their way up, get to fight for their lives, get to achieve a very high level of play, while the best teams are playing nothing of significance until the second round. You are going to see a ton of upsets if that happens. But I'll tell you what, man, I will tell you what. I'm in for it. I think it's going to be really, really, really exciting. Remember, less is more, right? Less is more. I think cutting the regular season, going straight to the playoffs, I think it's going to be the nuttiest postseason ever. Next up. The NFL has made the decision to do away with pass interference. And I don't like to give Lonzo a lot of credit for things, but he has been on this from the very get-go. And so the NFL is making this decision because it was a total bleep show the entire year, this pass interference thing, man. It was evident in week two that they had no idea what they were doing, that they were never going to reverse a pass interference call, that was never going to happen. I mean, you know how they go back to the replay officials expert? How many times last year did the replay officials say, in my opinion, that's pass interference, and then the play stood as called on the field? So Lonzo's right. Lonzo says this is going to last a year, and then they're going to do away with it. And, folks, that is exactly what happened. That's precisely what happened. But I still believe this could work. I still believe it can. They just had no idea what they were doing. They have to be willing to make subjective calls on instant replay. You know, it's okay to be able to do that. Our eyes aren't blind. We know what pass interference is. So the problem wasn't the rule. The problem was the implementation of it. You had to have a manslaughter going on in the field for them to reverse anything in replay. And it was nuts, and it didn't make sense. So, yeah, Like, I'm a big proponent in life of being proactive, not reactive. The NFL made a mistake here by being very reactive. If they want to be proactive, they can reinstitute it, but with an understanding of how the hell to call it in the first place. No more replay for pass interference in the National Football League. Is this a net gain or a net loss if you're an NFL fan? Your thoughts welcome. Next up. All right, at number three today, Wyoming with some smack talk for Clemson. That's right. That's right. Wyoming. Wyoming said, tweeted out to Clemson that they said a friendly reminder that Clemson is paying us $1.1 million to get out of a 2021 loss to the Pokes. The Pokes are, of course, Wyoming. The Pokes are, of course, short for Cowboys, which is the Wyoming mascot. How about Wyoming running some smack against last year's national champion? How about that, huh? What do you make of that if you're a Clemson fan? Is it cute? Do you chuckle? How good do you have to be to earn the right to run some smack against Clemson? Because whatever it is, Clemson ain't it. Who is their most famous alum? Josh Allen? Josh Allen, their most famous alum? We got Wyoming running smack against Clemson, and Clemson wanted out of Wyoming because they got a much better opponent on their schedule for 2021. Of course they want out of it. But they got out of a loss to Wyoming? Hilarious. Hilarious, Cowpokes. Hilarious. Absolutely, positively, simply hilarious. Next up. At number two today, Michael Jordan, folks, and Lonzo, if we could grab this audio, Michael Jordan has been caught in a lie. You see, in The Last Dance, Michael Jordan said, I never said Isaiah Thomas couldn't be on the team. I never said that. Some players didn't were picking and choosing who they might want to play with or not. Isaiah Thomas, for the last 28 years, has had no knowledge whatsoever about why he wasn't selected to the Dream Team. Was a fantastic career opportunity for everyone affiliated, right? And he was not selected to that team, despite, according to his words, meeting all the criteria. Oh, but here we go. Some audio has been picked up. Some audio has been discovered shortly thereafter for a book, Michael Jordan with an interview where he admitted he did not want Isaiah Thomas on the team.
He called me to ask me to book. Rock and call. See, Rock, I love to play with Isaiah Thomas on the team. Here's who he said, you know what? Chuck that one, Isaiah. So Isaiah's not going to be a part of the team.
If you didn't hear, he said, I don't want to play if Isaiah Thomas is on the team. Now, much has been made, is still being made, about how one player should not have had the power.
There you go. Michael Jordan, what do you think? My biggest problem with it is this. I just don't like being lied to, okay? If you don't want to play with somebody, don't play with somebody, okay? I'm sure there are days where Lonzo doesn't want to deal with me, and I guarantee you there are days where I don't want to deal with him. But guess what we haven't done? We've never not shown up as a result of that, okay? We keep showing up because we're professionals. Michael Jordan is on record now as saying, I'm not playing if Isaiah Thomas was on that team. Does that bother you at all? Or are you like me, is what bothers you the most the fact that he lied in his documentary? It seems like his trainer and Michael were insinuating that they were food poisoned by the pizza. You heard a national exclusive last week. We had the pizza maker on the show, and you heard him say that absolutely not, I didn't poison the pizza. I was the biggest Michael Jordan fan living in Park City, Utah at the time. So it makes you wonder just how many lies are in The Last Dance to begin with. Would you ever be caught saying that you refuse to work with or play with one person? And finally, folks, the match was fantastic over the weekend, and I'm not a guy that watches a ton of golf. I'm not, all right? But I watched the match over the weekend, and evidently, so did you. Peyton Manning and Tiger Woods beat Tom Brady and Phil Mickelson by one hole. But that wasn't the best part of it. You know, NASCAR, you don't need the fans in terms of the TV product. Golf, you don't need the fans in terms of the TV product. What made it so amazing, and what I think the PGA Tour can learn from this, is you had entertaining people, You had them mic'd up. You had the announcers talking to the golfers. You know, Major League Baseball does these things sometimes where they do the in-between interviews with the managers. They interview the managers while the game is going on, and it's cool, and it's insightful, and it's transparent, and they're bringing us behind the curtain. That's what golf did, man, and it was awesome. You had these guys running smack like nobody's business. Did you hear when Tom Brady was going at Peyton Manning about how bad Tennessee sucks today? And he took Smokey, the golf club cover, off of his clubs, threw it on the ground, and stepped on Smokey? This was fantastic, man. It reminded me of Happy Gilmore.
Hold on. Let me step on that real quick.
Let me put any Michigan.
They haven't been good since you left. Can you help recruit them a little bit? Quarterbacks or something?
Barkley and Thomas are in trouble. Look at you.
Love it. Love it. You know, folks, I mean, I don't know about you, but did you watch this? Were you captivated by it? The numbers say you did. Tiger Woods' Masters last year that he won, right? The return of Tiger Woods. Here was the rating, 3.2. Here was the rating of the match, a celebrity event, 6.2. Doubled the rating virtually of last year's Masters with Tiger Woods. My question to you is simply, why is that? Is it because there's nothing else going on? Or, like me, were you grabbed by this in a way that golf doesn't normally grab you? I have never in my life been more entertained watching golf than I was watching the match. I like inclusivity. Golf is exclusive, usually. I usually like flexibility. Golf is rigid. I like smack talk. Golf plays under the guise of the gentleman's game. I like stars. Golf has few. But this gave me two of golf's biggest stars. It gave me two of the most recognizable quarterbacks of all time, two top five quarterbacks of all time, still somewhat in their athletic prime. It gave me trash talk. It gave me fun. It gave me back and forth with the announcers. I thought it was fantastic. And the PGA Tour would be wise to loosen its britches a little bit, start giving us mic'd up golfers, start encouraging rivalries, start encouraging fun. Golf has got to get younger. 800 golf courses are closing in this country every single year. 800. All right? 800 every year right now in golf. All right? You've got to get younger. You got to appeal to the young fans. I don't know about you, but this appealed to me. Did it do the same for you? Those are today's top five at five. Now it's your chance to chime in, which you can do at 1-844-477-3776. Call us at 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. Just put ESPN in the body of your text and then rock that sexy body. You can get to us on Twitter. Very simple Twitter policy. If you tweet us, we will get to your tweets live and on the air. At ESPN Upstate, at MARC Ryan on air, at Lonzo on word. And you can email the show, Mark Ryan, MARC Ryan at ESPNUpstate.com. Michael Stathakis says Alexa may be a good listener, but she's also a know-it-all, and you have to tell her what to eat for dinner because she won't make the decision on your own. Alexa, what do you want for dinner tonight? Do you hear that, Lonzo?
Did she recommend slow cooker grits for you?
She recommended slow cooker ribs for me.
Oh, I thought she said slow cooker grits. Now, slow cooker ribs, that's good.
Alexa, if you don't mind, go ahead and start those up, please. That sounds fantastic. I don't know if that's within your capability or not, but if you can start that up, that would be fantastic. All right. You see there, Lonzo, we suddenly have a third co-host on the show. You just didn't realize it. All right, guys. A lot more fun stuff to get to on the show today. I will tell you what. Coming up next, I saw a list of the most successful programs in college football over the last 50 years. So who are going to be the top 10 in the next 50 years? That and so much more coming your way when Offsides continues right after this. We are ESPN Upstate. So I have in front of me here the winning percentages of the winningest college football programs the last 50 years. So this is 1969 to 2019. 1969 to 2019, through 2019. The winningest programs of the last 50 years in college football. You ready for this? 9 of the 10 over a 50-year period had a winning percentage of 700 or better, and number 10 just missed it. Georgia, number 10 at 699. Number 9, Florida State, 701. Number 8, USC. Sorry, Gamecocks, the other one. 713. The seventh most winning, this is shocking to me, 50 years? The seventh most winningest program in the last 50 years is, and I don't believe that makes sense grammatically, the seventh winningest program of the last 50 years is Boise State. 716 winning percentage last 50 years for Boise State. Who knew? Number 6, Michigan. 729. Of the last 50 years. Number 5, Big Ten representing Penn State, 735 the last 50 years. Number 4, good gosh, it continues. Nebraska, fourth winningest program the last 50 years, 1969 to 2019. Winning percentage is 742. Now the three winningest programs the last 50 years in college football. And if you haven't realized this yet, my alma mater is absent from this list, and my brownies are burnt. All right? I'm not happy with this at all. How in the hell are Georgia and Florida State and Boise State on this list the last 50 years, and Florida's not? Florida was mediocre for a very, very, very long time. Clemson was mediocre for a very, very, very long time. Florida only turned its program around when Steve Spurrier got to town, right? They had Emmitt Smith, but they had a lot of mediocre seasons with Emmitt Smith. But here we go. Three winningest programs the last 50 years. Number 3, Alabama, winning percentage of 761. Number 2, you getting nervous, Lonzo? Number 2, here we go. Oklahoma, second winningest program the last 50 years, winning percentage of 765. And the winningest program in college football the last 50 years, period of time from 1969 to 2019, the Ohio State Buckeyes. The Buckeyes are the winningest program in college football the last 50 years. And, folks, it ain't even close.
You know,
they're at 790.
You know the slights, like the name you just said? It doesn't work when you just talk about the number one winningest program in the last 50 years.
Good God, dude. Did you have any idea about that?
Yes.
Would you guess that you'd be number one?
Absolutely.
On that list
because
last 50 years?
Well, if you think about it, if you're a fan of a team or not, if you think back as far back as you can remember, try to think of a losing season, and I can only think of one. So that means whether you can throw out there the fact that maybe the competition isn't that great, but that's not what the stat's about. It's about how many games they win, and they consistently win probably lose 1 to 2 games, period, over like 5 to 10 years. It's they win
That's
all the time.
Incredible. That's incredible. Woody Hayes goes back to what time frame, Lonzo?
Back before I was born.
Well, that's the turn of the that's the turn of the 20th century there, 1900. No, but Woody Hayes was younger than that. 1969 to 2019, the winning percentage for the Ohio State Buckeyes. Shame on me. I did like slip of the tongue. Slip of the tongue there with the Buckeyes. 790 winning percentage. 790 over 50 years. Their winning percentage is 790. That means, folks, the average season for Ohio State over 50 years. Okay, the average season for the Buckeyes is 10-2 is their average season for 50 years. Like, encompassing the elite seasons in which you go undefeated and the bad seasons in which you go in which you're worse than that, their average season is 10-2. 10-2 mixed with 9-3, right? like 10-2 1 year, 9-3 the next year. That's their average season over 50 years. I'm glad I was wearing socks when we started this segment because Ohio State has just blown them off. Absolutely, positively blown them off. Winningest program the last 50 years in all of college football. Look, the Big Ten doesn't get credit for Nebraska because the Nebraska just joined the Big Ten, all right? But the Big Ten does get credit for Penn State and Michigan being in the top 10.
Penn State wasn't in there for all 50 years either. I forget when they joined, but probably half of that they were in the Big Ten.
That's right. That's right. But they've been in there for a minute now. And Michigan at number six, sixth winningest program the last 50 years. Folks, you know, I'm not in the business of giving Lonzo pats on the back or accolades of any kind, but this is about as impressive of a thing as you could have here. I mean, this is sustained dominance. This is sustained excellence, and this boggles my mind. Last 50 years, I would have said Florida State maybe. Last 50 years, Bobby Bowden was around there forever, right? You know, in Michigan, Notre Dame, I thought would be on there last 50 years total. I thought, honestly, on the heels of the last 30 years, that Florida would be in there, and Florida's not.
You know, the other thing about it, if you look at it, and this might make some people sad, but it would take a lot to make them drop on the list.
Oh, a lot.
Yes, a whole lot.
Because there's only two other teams that are even above 750. Nebraska's fourth at 742. And then you have Oklahoma at 765, Alabama at 761, Ohio State sitting there alone at 790. You know, you're probably in a situation where Ohio State could lose every game in the next 5 years and still be in the top 10 on this list. It's insane what they've done. Would you guys have guessed Ohio State correctly there? Here's my question to you. I've given you the list of the last 50 years, right? Winningest programs the last 50 years. Who is going to be on this list in the next 50 years? Who has staying power in college football? I want you to text me right now your number one winningest program in the next 50 years, 2020 to 2070. God bless us. Maybe some of us will be alive to get to 2070. And have this be on board and be on board to witness all this, right? I would have to live to 93 to make that happen. Lonzo would be a cool $100 bill at that point. 101 Lonzo would be to get to that point, man. Do you want to live that long, Lonzo? 101? You rolling on?
We have a history of long-lived people in our family. Some
longevity in your family.
They've lived to, I've got a couple uncles that lived to be like 110, 115, so it's a possibility.
All right. So what do you guys think? What do the next 50 years look like in terms of college football? Who's going to be number one on the list the next 50 years, and what factors do you go into that? Your text, welcome, 71307 is the text line. Just put ESPN in the body of your text. Rock that sexy body with the rest of your text. 71307 right there on the text line. We'll tackle that next right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate. All right, it's Offsides with Mark and Lonzo right here on ESPN Upstate. Here we go. So we're talking about the 10 winningest programs in college football over the last 50 years, right? And I've asked you this question. I've said who are going to be the winningest programs in the next 50 years in college football, and what will make them so? Why or why not? I'm going to tell you this right now. Guess who is not in my top 10 winningest college football programs the next 50 years? You ready? Start the music, Lonzo. Clemson is not in my top 10 for the next 50 years. Here's why. I believe, and Clemson fans are going to hate this, but I believe that Clemson is a one-man program. I believe it's all on Dabo Swinney. But Mark Ryan, what about your program at the University of Florida? Hey, same. But Florida has the conference, and Florida also, like Clemson, has the fan base. But Florida is also a part of the most fertile recruiting ground in the whole nation, man, of the whole country. Florida has that going for it. Florida has the infrastructure to be great. Now, they had two bad coaching hires in a row that didn't pan out. Will Muschamp, Jim McElwain. You can't have two. When you have two failed coaching hires in a row, even when you get one right, like Dan Mullen is for the Gators right now, no thanks to me because I wanted Scott Frost and I wanted Chip Kelly. What a dumbass. You know, it takes Dan Mullen a while to come back, right? Year three now for Dan Mullen, and Florida still has a sub 40% chance to beat Georgia and win the SEC East this year. But I think Clemson, honestly, is a one-man program. And Dan Radakovich wouldn't admit that, and the president of the university wouldn't admit that, and if Dabo Swinney ever left, the players wouldn't admit that. You would hear quotes like, we're more than one person. We're more than one man. What we've built is more than one man. And I would say, no, it's not. No, it's not. And perhaps you'd be in capable hands with Brent Venables, and perhaps you wouldn't be. Sometimes the Robin can't be the Batman. Scottie Pippen had 1 year where he was a good Batman, and then he was pretty much a Robin the rest of his entire career. But I don't put Clemson on the list of winningest programs the next 50 years. I have Florida, Oklahoma, Ohio State, Alabama, and Texas as my top five winningest programs the next 50 years. I'm missing some of the stalwarts in college football here. I don't have Michigan on the list. Why? Because Michigan has stayed tried and true to its academics, and I feel like those schools that have lower academic standards are getting a lot of the better players now these days. I feel like it's increasingly hard for the Notre Dames and the Michigans of the world to compete. You know, John U. Bacon, we've had him on, a Pulitzer Prize-winning author, on to talk about his year with the Michigan program. And he said, Mark, they don't take most of the really good players in the country. They don't take them. You have to fit a certain personality profile to play at Michigan. Well, that hurts them because Ryan Day and Ohio State take everybody, right? They take all the best star players. Michigan doesn't have the talent of Ohio State. And unless they change their methodology, unless they change, you know, their requirements, I think that's as much of a predictor for the future as is anything else in college football. Ohio State, I think they have the right young coach in Ryan Day. They have the brand. They have everything you need to continue to dominate in college football moving forward. I think Alabama, you know, you're saying, Mark, what about, you said Clemson was a one-man program. What about Alabama and Nick Saban? I think they've been great now for so long under Nick Saban that whenever he steps aside, and I think it will be sometime in the next 3 or 4 years, whenever Nick Saban steps aside, they're going to get somebody really, really good. They're going to get, I mean, that program speaks for itself right now, man. You know, and the sustained dominance, I think, will be able to continue. Not to mention the fertile recruiting ground, not to mention playing in the SEC. Oklahoma, Lincoln Riley, same thing. You're off to a great start, really young coach. Big-time national brand, best offense in all of college football. Lonzo, my top five winningest programs of the next 50 years in some order: Florida, Oklahoma, Texas, Ohio State, and Alabama. Where am I right? Where am I wrong?
Well, some of those are already on the list. So, it's really hard. If you've been on that list and you're near the top to drop, you would have to be really bad for a long period of time. I agree with you at Clemson, but we don't know that Clemson won't get a coach as good as Dabo Swinney when he moves on, because it won't be until he retires. He's not really that old. He could coach there for another decade, you know?
Yeah, no, he could. He could even coach there for another 20 years and be part of it. But what was Clemson before Dabo Swinney? Dabo is 50 years old right now. We typically see coaching performance, the curve on coaching performance begins to dip after the age of 65. I believe that we've seen the best of Nick Saban. I'm not willing to say Nick Saban will never win another national championship, but I think the best days of Nick Saban have come and gone. Does he have one more national championship in him? And I think Nick Saban, it's going to be one of those announcements that shocks everybody, like nobody's going to see it coming, because he keeps everything under such lock and key. But next year could be his last year. I don't think he has more than 3 years left, and it wouldn't surprise me if next year is his last year. Going to be 69 years old. He doesn't need to do this anymore. I know he's really competitive, but he doesn't need to do it. In your opinion, folks, it's 71307. 71307. What will be the winningest programs in college football over the next 50 years? Why or why not will Clemson be on that list? All right, coming up next on the show, Lonzo and I will review the number one song in music today. Two middle-aged white guys reviewing music. Coming your way next, right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.